Well, well, well. Red October is here, folks. And I would say it got started off with a bang. looks like Israel is going to invade Gaza within hours. It's going to be a door-to-door conflict from what I'm hearing, meaning that lots of civilian deaths. Lots of civilian deaths are on the horizon. A lot of women are going to be used as human shields. No deal is going to be made. It's going to be absolute barbaric, just bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath, and that's what's coming. And I'm going to put the pieces of the puzzle together for you folks today. Very important show today, because we're going to see who's really behind this. How did this all get started? Stay with me on this. I'm going to take you down the rabbit hole. We're going to do this together. I've had long conversations with Juanito and other people, and I've got the gist of what's going on here. So just like we said, folks, just like we said, Red October, it's here. First of all, folks, if you appreciate what I do, if you really do, Venmo me, D-Rod, 1977, D-Rod, 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, I'm going to go through my spill really quick. When the lights go out on Amazon, folks, leave an honest review. And my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon. Leave an honest review. That's all we ask, see? I'm a little stuffy today. I was at the UT OU game with some friends. It was fun. Hell of a game. Had to get my mind off the shit that's happening. Anytime I take a little break, something pops off, right? Folks, trim. Get your trim with Nino, baby. A new study reveals a surefire way to increase your odds of losing weight is with the habit of stepping on a scale. Researchers say stepping on a scale frequently helps you shed unwanted pounds compared if you didn't keep your goals in mind. You got to put them right in front of your mind. You got to be, I step on a scale actually about once a week. I'm losing weight. I'm down 9 pounds. I was down 12. I gained a little bit more. Now I'm down to 9. But hundreds of thousands are looking to accelerate their weight loss with supplemental support. I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredient from Mother Earth to support weight management, reduce cravings, and a boosted metabolism. It's working for me. No jokes about it. I take this every day. Every day I'm on this. Most importantly, you can save 51% on it. For this month only, simply go to Trim with Nino or click on the link down below in the description box and get going before it sells out. This sells fast. People are really happy with this product. Trim with Nino. I'm getting a lot of emails about it. It does help you lose weight. It's pretty incredible. Folks, Spotify Nino's Corner, Telegram Nino's Corner, Getter Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner, Truth Social David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Ninoscorner.tv, Juan 07 is up there right now talking about, is Israel the new Ukraine? I also have General McInerney coming on. I have Benjamin Fulford coming on. I got Joe Jordan talking about the UFO cover-up, the missing piece of the UFO cover-up. The one piece nobody wants to talk about. It's really worth listening to. Thousands of documented cases, and he's going to be talking about the 600 he knows about how to stop an alien abduction. Pretty good. Dustin Nemos is going to be coming on. That's going to be controversial, and that'll be fire. Ryan Velli, the next general in the general's tent, talking about AI, the systems controlled, independent. He was a contractor, intelligence contractor. I think he's going to be a very interesting general in the general's tent. I got the ghost coming on again. And 107 wants to come on again today and talk. And that will be on, probably a portion of it will be on YouTube and a portion will be on Nino's Corner. So Nino's Corner is going to be fire during the apocalypse. I can guarantee you that. You're going to want to be getting real news, because we're about to see a lot of politicians sell out. This is when you divide the pie more and more and more. We're about to see everybody pick a lane right now. I'm telling you, folks, it's getting hot. All right. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Turn it down or turn it up. Oh, yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse. Yeah. Here comes Israel. Here comes Israel. Israel has entered the building. You know, got to give both ponies some credit, and Juan, both. This happened exactly on 107 day, 107, didn't it? Now, it's looking more and more obvious. It's not it's obvious. Iran is coordinating Hamas. So, wait a minute here. Didn't Obama give Iran billions of dollars? Didn't Joe Biden just give Iran $6 billion? Just gave them $6 billion, by the way, like last week, last couple weeks. Making sense to you now, folks? What about when the Taliban took all our equipment, military equipment? Gee, come to think of it, that'd come real in handy right about now, wouldn't it? Gee. Huh. That makes a lot of sense. They have all our $80 billion worth of equipment. Wow, that would come real in handy right now. That could be used for a war, you know. I don't know. I'm just posing the question. Gee, is this making sense? Are you seeing the puppet masters now? The world is a stage, folks. The world is a stage. And the reason I understand this so well is because I've been fighting my whole life boxing. I understand shitty promoters. I know what they do. They always have two fighters in the fight. My glasses are fogging up. So let's get down to the bottom of this. Yeah? You guys want to go down the rabbit hole with me? This is a DC hat trick. Very convenient timing, isn't it? They will do anything they think they can to stop what's coming. And they're not going to stop it. And that is guaranteed. They're not going to stop it. They'll do anything to stop what's coming, including a nuke. Everything is on the table, or should I say everything's off the table. Right now, Hamas has killed Americans in this attack and have taken American hostages. Iran is backing Hamas. So this is like the second Iran crisis. But first off, folks, before I get started on this, I want to say I do give my condolences to the people of Israel and the horror they're being faced with. I am not trying to make light of this situation. I am not. I'm not downplaying this at all. At all. My condolences go out to this horrific attack. Absolutely. So don't get me wrong there. Okay. I'm just going to help you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And Israel does have a right to defend herself. Absolutely. I'm not saying they don't. So let's get that out of the way. But this will turn into Ukraine 2.0. And this is when you're going to see a lot of politicians pick their sides, even the ones that you thought you could trust. I'll be naming them. Welcome to Nino's Corner. Oh, man. They needed America in a war, and Ukraine just wasn't doing it. And it's now arrived. And this is a war that both sides can get behind. Welcome to the apocalypse. I told you it was going to take a vertical jump in October, didn't I? Give me a thumbs up if I said you heard me many times, months and months and months ago, that it was going to take a vertical jump in October. Did I not say that? Did I not say that? Give me some credit. I said that. Bo gave a date. I said for months, I said this was going to take a vertical jump. So let's talk about this vertical jump and how this is going to perpetuate into next year. That's why I say I'm doubling down on this. I'm doubling down. The land war in Ukraine and Russia is all but over. It's now going to air and missile. So it's going to a different phase. All I'm doing here is helping my audience understand the tactics of this bigger picture. Do not be reactionary. Let's look at the chess game together. All of us together. Let's game this out together. So look over there, not over here. What's happening over here that's so important? Well, we're in the middle of putting a new speaker in the house. House hearings are going to escalate. A lot of people are troubled. The counterpunch is coming. They're terrified of the counterpunch. But let's understand these globalist chess moves together. We have now entered a new phase of this globalist war and it's going to escalate. It's going to get scary, near-death experience. From here, the world is going to change very quickly, folks, including America. From my understanding, the DS, when I say DS, deep state, is completely, they completely understand where they're at in the game right now. They know we're coming. They're going to do everything they can to light a fire over here, light a fire over there. Distract, smoke and mirrors, look over there, not over here. Even if it means using a fucking nuke. Their fate is closing in on them like a pair of vice grips on their skulls. They will not stop what's coming for them. Let me repeat. They will not stop what's coming for them. Their fate is sealed. So they're going scorched earth policy. Their fate is sealed. They're done. And the more they do, the worse for them. I'm telling you right now, the interview with Juan07 on DinosCorner.tv is fire. It's up there right now. Go ahead and go binge watch. I have to pay for it. Usage fees suck. But right now, this is where you're going to see a further divide of the politicians. This is really where you're going to see a further divide of the politicians and sellout celebrities picking sides. Like maybe Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift. These sellouts. Devil's minions. Doubling down and selling out even further. And by the way, anybody that doesn't like what I'm saying, any celebrity out there or whatever, we can fight. We can fight if you really don't like what I say. I mean, I'm just saying. I still have it in me. I still have it in me. So believe me, I can walk the walk. October is a big month. Now let's think about October for a second. Let's think about October. The big month for harvesting souls, isn't it? Do you remember what happened in Las Vegas? Put that together with what happened now. Remember what happened in Vegas at the Harvest Music Festival? Killing 60 people, wounding 413. The numbers could be off a little bit. Now here we are in October again, and paragliders come in and mow everyone down at the Psych Trance Festival, killing at least 260 people, and many, many more are missing. Do you understand what they're doing here? Always in October. Vertical leap in October. But I'm going to say, and I have to be real careful on FluffTube, this is how they work, the men behind the curtain. The Taliban has reportedly asked Iran, Iraq, and Jordan to grant them passage to Israel so that they can conquer Jerusalem. Now armed to the teeth with $80 billion in weaponry left behind by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. Remember that? Setting their pieces, putting their pieces in order, folks. And then last week, Joe Biden gave $6 billion of your tax dollars. $6 billion of your tax dollars to who? Iran. Yes, 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 yes. So I guess you could say we're kind of funding both sides. Welcome to the show. And now you're going to hear the politicians give you a piece of their minds. We're paying for the best enemy money can buy, folks. And I'm trying to be as fucking careful as possible on YouTube. But let's talk about some things that you may not be paying attention to. Like DNC scores huge win. But first, here's what's happening in our country. News. Iowa has caved to the DNC and will switch a process that has been in place for over 50 years. Instead of being the first vote in the nation, Iowa will now have a months-long mail-in vote process. Months-long mail-in vote process. That's what's happening here in America, along with our southern border being a free-for-all. That's what's happening here. Donald Jr. Posted, hearing Dems are working with Rhino GOP leadership to tie any new aid to Israel to more Ukraine funding. Instead of just helping Israel after this barbaric attacks, they're giving... Oh, man, I can't even read my own writing. Anyway, this tragedy to light billions on fire for Ukraine. These people are sick. So here we are. Going to get more money. More money. Forget protecting the southern border. You don't need that. Nah. In fact, what if Hamas is coming here on the southern border? What if? I'm going to say it's plausible. And what's even more shocking about this Iowa deal is that even more shocking, this rule only applies for 2024 and will switch back for 2028 election. So they're only going to do the mail-in for 2024. How convenient. That's why I say this. And you can get this shirt at patriotwear.com. Patriotwear.com. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong. So breaking news in Israel, spokesperson of Uzuddin Al-Qassam Brigades, Abu Adhamay Al-Lahna. We thank the Islamic Republic of Iran who provided us with weapons. Let me repeat that again. We thank the Islamic Republic of Iran who provided us with weapons. How'd they get their weapons? Oh, I remember. Yeah, that's right. and other equipment. He gave us missiles to destroy Zionist fortresses and helped us with the standard anti-tank missiles. Iran providing weaponry. Who's providing weaponry? Iran is providing weaponry in their proxies, enabling attacks on Israel. Now, who's providing weaponry? Iran. Who's providing money to Iran? See what's happening here? You're getting duped! And everyone's going to put a big Israeli flag on their profile picture, aren't you? Oh, God, yes, you are. We're all getting played. Hamas is targeting Israeli International Airport with 150 rockets. Israel will cut off support. Listen to this, first of all. You pick a fight with someone that provides you your electricity. Does this make sense to you? Nah, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all. But let's just go with it. They think you're stupid, but let's just go along with it. Not my audience, at least. So Israel will cut off the supply of electricity, fuel, and goods to Gaza. Wait a minute. They supply them with the electricity, fuel, and goods, and Gaza is going to attack them? What are they, cavemen? Are they dumb? I guess so. Or, you know what I'm trying to say. According to media reports citing a statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, Gaza was already thrown into darkness on Saturday as Israeli authorities cut power to its territories. Along with Egypt, Israel has blockaded the Gaza Strip since 2007, citing security reasons. So you mean to tell me you pick a fight with a country that supplies your electricity, fuel, and resources? Really? You're going to pick a fight with someone that supplies you your electricity, resources, and fuel? Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Nothing makes sense here. Nothing makes sense. Look at the bigger picture. Look what's going on here. Think about this. Israel orders total blockade on Blitz Gaza, banning food and fuel to starve out human beasts with invasion hours away. You mean to tell me before they went in to attack Israel, they weren't sitting here going like, look, guys, this might not be a good idea because they supply us with, I don't know, our food, our fuel, and our electricity. If we attack them, well, they just might not give us any of that anymore. We could starve and die. Yeah, it's not a good idea, right? Fuck it. Let's do it anyway. Come on. I feel ballsy today. Don't you? Yeah. Don't you, Allah Akbar, Allah Khamara? Yeah. Don't you, Muhammad Ahmed Al-Khanna? Yeah. Don't you, Muhammad Ahmed Al-Khanna? Yeah. Let's go. I'm feeling ballsy today. Makes no sense. None of this makes sense. But you're all going to get behind it. You're all just going to get behind this. Because that's what you're told to do. And that's what the celebrities will tell you to do. And that's what the politicians will tell you to do. Get behind it. This is a travesty. So let's talk about some sellout politicians. Now we know who you are, all of you. You ain't escaping from the Nino. I'll hold you accountable if nobody else will. RFK, how you doing, RFK? RFK, this ignominious, unprovoked, and barbaric attack on Israel must be met with the world condemnation and unequivocal support for the Jewish state's right to self-defense. We must provide Israel in whatever it needs to defend itself. Now, as president, I'll make sure that our policy is unambiguous so that the enemies of Israel will think long and hard before attempting aggression of any kind. Why aren't you bringing up that we funded Iran? You don't want to. Nah. I applaud the strong statements of support from the Biden White House for Israel in her hour of need. Look, folks, I'm not making light of this. I feel bad for anyone going through this. I'm not making light of it. I'm just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Am I making sense here? I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I don't know, but he's just so mean, that guy. Nah, I say let's look at the big picture. I do feel bad for Israel. I feel terrible for Israel. Let me say that again. I stand with the Israel people. I feel terrible for them. They should not be caught in the middle of this. But look at me. I'm a boxer. I know how promoters work. Ah, motherfucker, you got two fighters in the fight. I see ya. I see ya. Team Trump readies attacks on RFK Jr. as spoiler anxiety grows. Members of Donald Trump's team are quietly preparing to go on offense against Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as internal campaign polling suggests his expected third-party bid could draw more votes from Trump than President Joe Biden in a general election. So, Senator has not independently reviewed the polling. Senate for. One person close to Trump's campaign said it showed that Kennedy took more votes from Trump than left-wing independent Cornel West drew from Biden when both were tested. It's single digits, but it's enough where it counts to make a difference, the person said. A single person familiar with the polling confirmed their description. With Trump allies anxious, as one supporter put it, his campaign and outside allies are also preparing to release an onslaught of opposition research. We're going to be dropping napalm after napalm on his head, reminding the public of his very liberal views dating back to 2012 after Trump world person told Senafor. We have a lot of stuff on him. So they're going to be going after Kennedy. Let's talk about Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake. At Real Donald Trump brought historic peace to the Middle East with his Abraham Accords. Joe Biden sent $6 billion to Iran. Now, she's stating what I just said. So this, she's redeemed herself to me. Sent $6 billion to Iran, the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the region, helping finance Hamas's attack on our ally. Thank you. So I left a comment under Carrie Lake's, when she started getting support for Israel, I just went balls in or vagina in on Israel. And I thought to myself, huh, interesting. But here she's stating Joe Biden sent $6 billion to Iran, the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the region. Tel Aviv is on fire. Biden brought the gasoline and the match. Boom! All right, Carrie, you've redeemed yourself. You have redeemed yourself for me. She has redeemed herself. I repeat, Carrie Lake, thumbs up. All right. But still, I'm watching everybody. I'm watching everybody. Let's talk about Pence. Pederast Pence. Pence blames Trump. Look at this guy. Blame. Pence blames Trump and isolationist Republicans amid Israel crisis. They are signaling retreat. So former Vice President Mike Pence pulled no punches this Sunday. You know what, Pence? Come on my show and pull no punches. I'll set you straight. Get on the show with Nino. A lot of you don't want to come on with me. My channel is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger. And you're not going to be able to run forever. I'm just saying. I'm coming. And I cannot be bought and sold. So, yeah, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah. All right. So former Vice President Mike Pence pulled no punches this Sunday when joining CNN's Dana Bush to discuss the ongoing crisis in Israel and the Middle East, which Pence laid in part on his former boss, Donald Trump. So he's blaming Donald. Okay, but let me begin where we ought to start. I mean, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan has emboldened the enemies of freedom around the world, Pence began, pointing the finger at the current president as many GOP 2024 contenders have. And now war is raging in Eastern Europe. And President Joe Biden is known for the last 2.5 years to the mullahs in Iran, lifting sanctions, begging them to get back to the Iran nuclear deal, and then paying $6 billion in ransom for hostages. That's $6 billion. See, that's how they did it. I'll give you $6 billion for a few hostages so it looks clean, laundering, and just give me some hostages and I'll give you $6 billion. Do what you want with it. Have fun. I don't know. Attack Israel? Do you see what's happening here? Don't be fooled. Mike Pence using this for absolute political gain. This is what happens when we have a leading voices like Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis signaling retreat from America's role as leader of the free world. When I'm president of the United States, we'll lead from American strength. Nah, bro, you're not going to be president. You're not. I think you're going to go somewhere else. Got to get used to that idea. Let's talk about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley. This is not just an attack on Israel. This was an attack on America. Finish them, Netanyahu. Finish them. They should have hell to pay for what they have just done. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, rockets are raining down on Israel towns right now. We need to immediately help replenish Israel's stockpile of Iron Dome missiles to protect more innocent civilians from getting killed. Let's make sure Congress can unite and assure Israel has what it needs to destroy Hamas. Fuck Lahaina. Fuck Hawaii. Fuck our southern border. Fuck all that. Okay? Fuck that. Let's go help Israel. Let's go help Ukraine. Fuck Lahaina and fuck our southern borders. Could Hamas be coming over the border? I think so. Hey. Oh, these guys. Jim Jordan, you just went down a few notches for me, buddy. Adam Schiff, I guess he agrees with Jim Jordan. Israel has experienced its own 9/11. Oh, my gosh. There is no both sides to this attack. Hamas is a terrorist group mass murdering hundreds of innocent Israelis and taking women and children hostage. The U.S. must stand ready to provide Israel with support it needs to defend itself, including humanitarian aid and funding for the Iron Dome. Higher taxes! Let's put more taxes! You're funding both sides! Breaking, the U.S. military will be moving U.S. Navy ships and aircraft close to Israel in response to the Hamas attacks. So now we're sending our military. But wait, hold on. Wait a second. Didn't Joe Biden give him $6 billion? So we're like funding both sides? Didn't we leave the Taliban like $80 billion worth of like equipment? I'm just stating the obvious. That's all I'm doing. That's it. That's just all I'm doing. And go to ninoscorner.tv if you want the real scoop on what's going on. The report from NBC claimed that the U.S. is currently working with non-combatant evacuation for getting Americans out of Israel. One plan involves actually putting the Americans on the Navy ships. Welcome to the apocalypse. Welcome to the apocalypse. Yeah. Yeah. I am a ray of fucking sunshine today. I should make coffee mugs with a nuclear bomb going off. That's what I think I'm going to do. And put that on Nino's Corner. Nino with my coffee with a nuclear bomb. That sounds good. I'm going to tell them right now. Israel attacked by Hamas. Live updates. Israel's security cabinet officially declares war for the first time in 50 years. After Hamas surprise terror attack leaves over 600 total dead. That was crazy. Palestinian terror attack, worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. The Palestinian terror attack against Israel this weekend has been the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, as noted by legal scholar Eugene Kantrogovich. The Iranian-backed. Now, whenever I say the Iranian-backed, who funded Iran? The Iranian-backed terror attack, the Iranian-backed Hamas terror group launched a surprise attack on Saturday and killed over 600 Israelis, wounded thousands, and kidnapped roughly 100. Who funded Iran? Get it? Good. Who funded Iran? How did this happen? We're going to go to war. Who funded Iran? We are in war, Netanyahu says, after Hamas launched a surprise attack. How were they able to launch a surprise attack? Who funded Iran? Israel was plunged into chaos Saturday after the Palestinian militant group Hamas launched a deadly land, air, and sea attack inside the country. How were they able to do that? Who funded Iran? All right. The fighters infiltrating the southern border and firing a massive barrage of rockets from the Gaza Strip. We are in a war, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared in a video on social media. He ordered strikes on Gaza and called for an extensive reserve mobilization as the nation responds to the unprecedented incursion. It's actually, this should make you very angry, because it's your tax dollars. Netanyahu vows to turn Gaza into rubble. Israeli PM tells Palestinians to leave now and says Hamas will pay an unprecedented price after they kidnapped Grants and launched a shocking attack that has left hundreds dead on both sides. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to defeat the Hamas militant group after its deadly incursion into the southern Israel, which has seen them snatch grandparents, children, and women off the streets, but says the war will take some time. Yeah. And money. A lot of money. Hamas spokesman says Iran gave support for surprise attack on Israel. Woo. So Hamas spokesman Gaza tells the BBC that Iran gave its support to the Palestinian terror group to launch its surprise multi-front attack on Israel on Saturday, as cited by Hebrew media. Who gave them the support? Iran! Remember when Obama gave them billions and now Biden gave them billions? Ooh! The unprecedented attack saw 300 Israeli civilians and security forces killed, over 1,000 injured, and an unknown number of people, women, children, and men, elderly people and soldiers abducted from southern Israel and taken into the Gaza Strip. Tehran is a key backer of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, as well as Lebanese terror group Hezbollah. High-level Iranian spy ring busted in Washington. Oh, really? So the Biden administration's now suspended Iran envoy Robert Malley helped to fund, support, and direct an Iranian intelligence operation designed to influence the United States and allied governments, according to a trove of purloined Iranian government emails. The emails, which were reported by veteran Wall Street Journal correspondent Jay Solomon, writing in Semaphore, and by Iran International, the Lenin-based immigrant opposition outlet, which is the most widely... Fuck! Just get on with the story! Read independent news sources inside Iran, were published last week after being extensively verified over a period of several months by the two outlets. They showed that Mali had helped to infiltrate an Iranian agent of influence named Arenya Tarabakhanoulia into some of the most sensitive positions in the U.S. government. First at the State Department and now the Pentagon, where she has been serving as chief of staff for the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations, Christopher Mayer. So a high-level Iranian spy ring is busted in Washington. Makes you think, how many are coming here from the southern border? Allah Akbar! I've said it. I've said it many times. They are going to be activated. All right. We are being slaughtered. Israelis cry for help as Hamas militants break into homes. Hamas terrorists raided at least two kibbutz in Israeli South Saturday as part of the wider shock attacks on Israel, leaving residents in the defenseless communities begging for help. Civilians said they were being held captive by terrorists in their homes and begged the army to send forces to the southern kibbutz of Nir Oz and Niraim, I don't know, along other communities border the Gaza Strip. We are being slaughtered. There is no army. It's been 6 hours. One kibbutz resident said, people are begging for their lives. My sister said militants entered her home in the southern kibbutz of Niraim. And Tel Aviv's resident named Gaia told Haaretz, I'm unable to reach her. She told me that she and her brother and father are hiding in a shelter. She said the militants walked out after a few minutes, but I haven't been able to reach my family since. Gaia reported that her brother had texted her and that there are many casualties in the kibbutz, but no police or Israeli army forces yet to be seen. That's going to change real fast. This is going to be, they've just got permission to go in there and just destroy. But it's like a promoter of a boxing match. He has both fighters in the match. He's the one that makes out with all the money. So who's funding both sides? Who's funding both sides? We are. Naked woman paraded by jeering Hamas fighter says, this is how they really get you behind the effort. A naked body of a woman was paraded through the streets in the back of a pickup truck on Saturday as Hamas fighters sat on her unmoving form. A celebrating crowd surrounded the armed men in combat fatigues who shouted, Al-Haq, Allah Akbar, Rahna! From the open back of the pickup truck. Some of the crowd, which included youngsters, spat on the woman's body before the truck sped away. The woman was later named as Shari Luke. Miss Luke's family confirmed they had seen the video, but said they'll still have some kind of hope that she had survived. I doubt it. We recognize her by her tattoos, and she has long dreadlocks. They told the Washington Post. Miss Luke had been attending an outdoor music festival near Kibbutz Urim when militants stormed the area, the Post reported. These music festivals, huh? They sure attract a lot of bad people. Remember October and music festivals. I wouldn't go to any music festivals in October. I usually like to go to ACL in Austin, but I think I'm going to refrain from that. Music festivals in October, that's just not a good combination. Oh. Now, missiles from Lebanon threaten to blow up wider Israel war. Guided missiles and artillery shells from Lebanon pounded targets in Israel Sunday morning as a war in the Middle East threatened to spin out of control. I'd say it's already out of control. The militant group Hezbollah, which is also a powerful political party in Lebanon, claimed responsibility for the attacks on a disputed territory in the month of Israel, hours after President Biden had warned them not to get involved. Fighting continued in eight pockets of the south of the country on Sunday, where the Israeli security forces were struggling to end the worst incursion of this country in 50 years. More than 600 people are dead on both sides, with thousands more injured and many more missing. So think about this. I'm going to bet as we approach November and December that there's going to be travel restrictions. So in a sense, the travel restrictions because of the Middle East and Europe, you're not going to be able to travel anymore. Get what I'm saying? In its essence, that's kind of like lockdowns. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to go see your family. I'm going to tell you right now, if you have family abroad, you better start bringing them back home. You better call them and say, you know what, little Timmy, it's time to get home and see your daddy and mommy. Let's get the hell out of there. I'm telling you, folks, I'm betting travel restrictions. A lot of places are going to be off limits to travel. The world is heating up. It's the apocalypse. We're coming into the scare event. U.S. sends warships and fighter jets to support Israel. The United States sent warships and fighter jets to support Israel on Sunday night in a show of strength against Hamas. After we gave them all the money. Isn't that funny? Don't you think it's kind of funny? Yeah. Let's give them billions. Got two fighters in the fight. Joe Biden deployed the U.S. Navy's most advanced aircraft carrier, six other ships, and a number of advanced jets to the Eastern Mediterranean as Israeli allies, including the U.K., rallied to its defense. The move raises tensions in the region with Iranian intelligence. Who gave Iran money? Iranian intelligence officials accused of planning Hamas's surprise terror attack on Israel that saw 700 killed and more than 100 taken hostage. Who gave Iran money? Do you see what's happening here? Around 250 are feared to have been massacred at a rave in the desert in the south of the country attended by Israeli and foreigners. What about this? People in quake-hit Afghanistan use shovels, bare hands to pull out victims. I didn't even know there was an earthquake in Afghanistan. This kind of dwarfed it. But, you know, hey, look over here, not over there. More than 2,000 dead. Way more than Israel. 2,000 dead as search continues for those trapped under debris after magnitude 6.3 earthquake hits the nation. Thank you, Nancy Smith Zoller. I appreciate you, Nino. Thank you. I appreciate you, you know. And while we're all focused on Israel and Ukraine, never mind our border, America's border war has begun. Todd Brenson's dramatic eyewitness report on Texas' invasion of a Mexican cartel island crawling with gang members and ringed with sniper nests. And it's all happening inside the U.S. Folks, this is going to pick up like you can never believe. In the early dawns of orange glow, the Texas Rangers commanded briefs a heavily armed invasion force. They're preparing to seize a remote 170-acre Mexican cartel-controlled island in the middle of the Rio Grande River, overlooked by sniper nests and potentially booby-trapped places. Some of the dozens of assembled men shift from foot to another, reposition their M4 rifles as they listen to their commander's instructions. Keep a close eye on those structures up there that have height advantage over us, he warns. In case we do not get engaged and someone shot, medical evacuation plans are in place, and there are blood bags if the wounded need transfusion, he assures them. Any questions? This may seem like a scene from far-flung war zone, but it's just a glimpse of the hot war on America's southern border. On America's southern border. This is what's happening here. But nah. Never mind Lahaina. Never mind our southern border. Give all the money to Ukraine and Israel. And all the politicians are going to be pleading their case for this. As federal Border Patrol agents have been overwhelmed by the mass migration and pulled away from the front lines to process illegal crossers, criminal Mexican gangs have gone largely unchecked and are operating with near impunity inside America. I mean, it's going to get bad. And you better be ready. You better be ready. Because to them, this is just a game. To the elites, this is just a game. And you're paying with your life. This is how they plan to rid and purge. They're just manipulating both sides. One hand controlling both sides. I'm just hoping you see the bigger picture. That's all. That's all I'm doing. But hey, let's keep giving money to the LGBTQRSTWXYZ. In depth, U.S. gives more than $4.1 billion of your tax money in grants for LGBT and transgender initiatives worldwide. During the past three fiscal years, $4.1 billion in federal money from taxpayers has been flowing to LGBT initiatives in the United States and around the world. Around the world. From October 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2023, the U.S. government issued more than 1,100 grants to fund LGBT promoting projects around the world, according to this syndicate spreading federal spending website. Jeez. The scope of projects varies widely. Plans to create a safe space, like the Gaza Strip, a safe space for the LGBTQ youth and adults to seek support and resources, earned a $1.8 million grant from the U.S. government in 2022 for the LGBT Life Center in Norfolk, Virginia. Juan Morales, I wonder how many Iranians have crossed our southern border. This is a serious shit, people. Thanks for all you do, Nino. Hello from the valley. Orale! Juanito Morales! Thank you. Appreciate you. So we're getting a lot. So overall, during the past fiscal year that ended September 30th, the government issued 454,821 grants. That's astronomical. The U.S. dollar collapse. Shock. $8 trillion predicted Fed inflation flipped to spark a critical Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and crypto price boom to rival gold. I still say I'm sticking with gold and silver. Bitcoin, BTC, 0.0%, alongside with other major cryptocurrencies, Ethereum and XRP, have lost momentum after surging into 2023. The Bitcoin price has lost around 60% since peaking at almost $70,000 per Bitcoin in late 2021, wiping around $2 trillion from the price of Ethereum, XRP, and the rest of the crypto market. Even as BlackRock Insider primes the market for a 17.7 trillion earthquake. 17.7 trillion earthquake. Thank you, JC Albergenigana. I can't really see. My eyesight's blurry. Albergenigana. Thank you. That financial crash is coming, folks. It's all coming down. How you like Red October now? Man. Here we are. Now we're in it, folks. Thanks, Deb. When you know the game and you know the playbook, it's really easy to predict. These people don't want you around anymore. And they have all the money and all the technology, and they're psychopaths. So when you understand that, and that this is just a game for the most powerful people to play, they're playing with your life. It's a game that they're playing, and you are the expendables. Then you understand how this works. It's that easy. They're insane. They are psychopaths. There is no way to... They don't think like you and me. Let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? In what the fuck news, emergency alert test, prisoners busted with phones behind bars. Idiots. All right. So the National Emergency Alert System turned out to be a huge success for just about everyone. That is, unless you were a prisoner with an illegal cell phone behind bars. Millions of cell phone users across the U.S. got an alert Wednesday from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and FCC to ensure emergency alerts reach the public at a national level. Phones received both a text message and made a loud alert noise. However, the testing system made prisoners hiding phones an easy target for prisoner guards. A New York State prison official tells us they confiscated two phones at Sing Sing Correctional Facility during the test. Additionally, a source at FCI, Coleman Lowe in Florida, says they too confiscated two phones during the emergency test. It's unclear how many of the prisoners face similar circumstances. We called around in Arizona, California, Illinois, and others, but you gotta imagine it was a problem nationwide. A source in Nevada tells us most of their prisoners were already aware the alert was gonna happen, likely turned off their phones so they didn't confiscate any devices. When reached for comment, the BOP told us the Federal Bureau of Prisons does not elaborate on specific internal security procedures for safety and security reasons. Unsurprisingly, we're told phones behind bars have become a growing problem, and officials have implemented new tactics in trying to locate them, including phone-sniffing dogs called e-dogs. They have phone-sniffing dogs. Something tells us prisoners may become more cautious the next time a public alert rolls around. What about Amber Alerts? You know, I know, I don't know the prison system. I've been in jail, but you can get anything in there. The guess who gives them to you? The prison guards. The prison guards, that's how they make the side money. So they act like, oh, this is a big problem. The prison guards are just as bad as the prisoners. They run the show. I'm telling you. You better be cool with the prison guards. They're the guys. They're the real leaders of the fucking prison system. Everything goes by them. It's a method of control. Crazy, man. We're living in a crazy world, and it just got crazier. It just got way crazier. Get to ninoscorner.tv and listen to 107. We're talking about Israel, the new Ukraine. We're going to see a lot of politicians you thought you could trust take this hook, line, and sinker. Folks, they know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. They know who funded Iran. Biden. Obama, these days. It's easy to see, man. Now they're pushing us into a global war. Got Ukraine on fire. Now you got Israel, the Middle East. The world is all a stage. It's all a stage. And once you start realizing this, that there's very powerful people, very, very powerful people playing a game with your life. That's what powerful people do. When you're that powerful, you're bored. You got nothing else to do. You want the world for yourself. Ah! Think about it. Just think about it. These bloodlines have been controlling this planet for millennia. Taiwan is next. I would say so. I thought Taiwan would have gone first, but no, I guess they're next. Yeah, you're right. That's a good one. Taiwan is next. We're going to see Taiwan next. Folks, we're going into the event of our lifetimes. And that is why I say, bing, 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 get this shirt, wear it proudly. It's at patriotwear.com. Well, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. I say it's possible. You can run, but you can't hide, Deep State. You can run, but you cannot hide. You're going down. You can do everything you think is possible. Start wars, set off a nuke. You're still going down. I got to figure out what my show is going to be Wednesday. I think I have an idea what I'm going to talk about Wednesday. And I was tired. I just got back from the UT-OU game. That was a fun game. Got my mind off some things. It's not as – shitting is not as fun when you're not drinking. It's kind of – it's really hard for me, folks. I don't drink anymore. But if I was drinking, I would not be able to make these podcasts. I know that. And I got to say, you all keep me accountable. So for me, not drinking has like improved my life in so many different ways. But fuck, it's just not as fun anymore. I mean, I would have given anything to have a few tequila shots and a few beers at the game. Oh, fuck, I would have given anything for that. And even my friends, they don't even, I feel like they're not even having a good time, as good as a time with me anymore. It's almost like they have to watch themselves around me. I tell them all the time. I say, guys, you guys can drink. You guys can do what you want. Don't worry about me. Have fun. I'll drive. But it's just like they don't want to. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're being good friends, but I wish people could just relax around me. I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. I'm just trying to like, I'm just doing this for me. But it is what it is, I guess. My whole life was drinking. That's all it was. It was just drinking. It was like, now it's like, drinking, you don't realize how drinking, sorry I'm going on about this, but I just want to say, like, I would have enjoyed that game so much more if I was drinking. Probably would have been hungover today and it would have sucked. I probably would have missed a podcast, but I'm staying accountable. I'm trying to stay, you know, proper, and I'm trying to stay straight for you guys, man. You guys helped me a lot. You guys helped me a lot. Axel and Stryker. Axel's doing good. He's got a lot of arthritis. Stryker, he's a pain in the ass. He's got PTSD. He does not want to even see the outside. Because remember, I picked him up on the street. I picked him up on the street. So he's got real bad PTSD with anything outside. He does not want to go outside. Well, folks, I've been, I guess I'm out. I did the right thing by not drinking. Drinking is evil. Yeah, but it sure is fun. It's fucking fun. I always think, can I have a drink with like my meal? Can I have a glass of wine? A lot of my friends are like, dude, you know you can. And like, yeah, I can. I can maybe for a couple weeks. I can for a couple months, maybe a couple years. But it's going to be that one time where I'm like, you know what? I've been doing good. I've been drinking a couple glasses of wine. Let me have a shot of tequila and let me have a fucking beer. And then it just gets out of hand. Folks, I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. Did you guys see that Fallen State with Jesse? That was pretty funny. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny. I have more interviews today, but man, I really feel like I need to rest. I'm tired. Tired. Am I just rambling on? All right. I'm out of here, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. All right, folks. I'm out. Love you guys.